The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so I just finished watching episode 7 with my niece. This was her first time watching it. And about 5 minutes before it ended, what did you predict?
What was his name? One was Vecna.
Yes, she nailed it, and I had to keep a straight face. But how was that episode? Wasn't that episode awesome?
That was a very big cliffhanger, and awesome. I didn't expect that.
That was so great. Happy Stranger Things Day.
Happy Stranger Things Day.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to the Stranger Danger podcast. And more importantly, happy Stranger Things Day. It's November 6th, 2022, and it's Stranger Things Day. You know this, I know this, but what does this all mean? I think last year at this time, I might have been at a Panera Bread with my wife, and I was flipping through Facebook, and I saw that we had a trailer, our first little teaser. Now, that was a year ago. We know that Stranger Things 4 was full in production. We know that at this point, it was nearing, like, completion. We knew that at some point, we were going to be getting it. But this year, I was not expecting any trailer footage. So I'm wondering if any of you out there were hoping for some sort of footage for Stranger Things 5. I just assume they're not even like in production. They're not shooting anything yet. You're going to see all that when that starts. You know, you're going to start seeing news reports about that, I'm sure, when that happens. I mean, it's way too soon. We are just months away still from, you know, the jaw-dropping end of Stranger Things 4. My guess, this is just a guess because I don't know nothing. My guess is that we get a teaser next year at the next Stranger Things Day. Yes, I think in that time we'll probably get the episode titles, but I think it's next year we'll get a teaser trailer. That's, again, I don't know anything. I'm just trying to think how they'd like to, or when production might start. And I would assume, again, that we're not getting Stranger Things 5 until the end of 2023, the beginning of 2024. They may have already said something and I missed it. Because, again, I'm just like you guys. I read stuff, look stuff up. I hear stuff. I don't have any inside track. And sometimes I don't look in the right spot. So maybe there's already been a little information about this. But this is what I'm guessing on. But that is neither here nor there, nor anywhere, because that's all speculation. What I can tell you is that today is Stranger Things Day. And today we did get some cool things, some fun things, some, just neat things. Do people still say neat? Some neat things for the fans. And we got one little bit of a tease, one little breadcrumb for us, a little morsel for us to chew on and think about and speculate. And of course, being Stranger Things super fans like we are, speculate we will do. I'll even speculate today in this episode. But before we talk about everything that happened on today in Stranger Things Day, and I think I have a list of everything. I was looking up in different websites and different news articles and on the Stranger Things Twitter, and I think I caught everything. And oh boy, when you type in what happened today on Stranger Things Day and you go to something like Collider or these other quote-unquote news sites, even Lifehacker, I mean, the worst, where you go, let's talk about what happened in Stranger Things first. And then it says, first, is Stranger Things 5 happening? All these clickbaity, search engine optimized generic articles, I hate them. They're useless and they just drive traffic and give you no news. And then you go down 5 or 6 paragraphs and you see like a blurb. This is what you got today. And we don't know, when will it be released? And the article says, we don't know. We're speculating. Oh my God. I hate those. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Did I use that again? I've never used that before in my life and I'm using it like all over the place tonight. We did get some stuff and we did get some fun stuff, but I'm going to wait to talk about that. And first I want to give a big thank you to everyone who tuned in on the Stranger Danger Live. The first time I ever did anything live on YouTube, did that on the 30th. And I hope everyone did have a nice Halloween. I appreciate those of you who were there on the chat and were there adding comments. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, and I think I have it figured out, like how to do it. So next time, that's basically what I'm saying is there will be a next time. I will definitely want to do something like this again. And anytime I do like a live thing, if you can't make it, it's always available on YouTube, and you'll be able to, like, I'll always post it as a podcast as well. So thank you to everyone who joined me that night. And thank you for those who have watched it since. I've seen that there have been some views. And, you know, our YouTube channel is Fans Not Experts. I think it's we have a handle now. It might be at Fans Not Experts 1 because somehow I screwed up and gave Fans Not Experts to another account that I don't even have videos on. I don't know how that happened, but that's okay. If you just go to strangerdangerpodcast.com/live, it'll bring you right to the video as well or to the YouTube channel. It is cool because I don't do a ton on YouTube, and it was very cool to see that they're still getting some views. So I appreciate that tremendously. Before we get into talking about Stranger Things Day, couple things I want to do. Number one, at the beginning of this episode, way back, you can rewind and listen again. You heard me talking to who else? You heard me talking to my niece. She had started Stranger Things over the summer, and she's now 2 episodes away from finishing it. And this is while she's also doing all her schoolwork, all her extracurricular activities, and spending time with her friends, and I guess spending time with her family too. But besides that, she has been watching Stranger Things when she can. Her brother isn't watching it. He is a little younger. He's only 10. I'm not sure he would be into it, but then again, I'm sure there are plenty of 10-year-olds out there who do love Stranger Things. But she is 12, and she is totally into it. And I remember early on, she was like, I don't want to watch it. I watched the first one. It was kind of boring. Well, she changed her tune. And the more she watched it, the more she loved it. So this was actually, and we watched The Massacre at Hawkins Lab, episode 7. And it was me, my wife, and our niece. And my wife had never watched one episode of Stranger Things before. And she was kind of half watching, reading, half looking up, and then trying to fall asleep, like just trying to like just take a nap, like because this was late at night. We were babysitting or whatever you want to call it when you're hanging out with your. They're too old to be called babies, so they don't like. We were sitting is what we call it, or just hanging out with. So she was dozing off to sleep, and we had this episode going, and my wife kept saying, "This isn't for kids. This is scary. This isn't for kids." And I was like, "Who says it's for kids? We're not kids. We're grownups." And this is me and my 12-year-old niece. I said, it's not necessarily aimed at kids. There are kids in it and kids love it, but it's not a quote unquote kids show made for kids. It's a spectacular show made for everybody except my wife who didn't really, she's like, that is scary. But watching it with, my niece, watching the moment when she sees that, I'm watching her and watching the episode, the moment when it's revealed that the kid who was the orderly also is one and also is Henry Creel, her mouth opened like, what? And then the garage door opened and my brother and his wife were home and I yelled, no. And they came upstairs. I said, no, we are finishing this. And there was like 15 minutes left or whatever. And we finished it. But before that happened, she said, who is this actor? Who is this actor? And I said, it kind of looks like your dad. He, in a way, the Henry Creel character is similar to my brother. But she's like, yeah, I want to look him up. Who is this actor? I said, no, I go, no, don't look him up. I didn't want her to click on anything that said Vecna, you know? I go, no, don't look him up right now. Don't look him up because I don't want any spoilers to pop up. That's all I said. And then she saw the whole thing with Henry Creel and she had this look on her face. And I think she saw the clock and then she said, wait, is he Vecna? And I just had to keep looking forward, keeping a straight face, like I mentioned in the clip. And I was like, oh my God, she called it. She figured it out. But it wasn't until, the final moments. I mean, she knew it. She figured it out. But she's like, yes, I knew it. And I go, look. And then you see it shows Vecna and it showed the little reveal of the tattoo at the end. And like at one point she's like, oh, this is the part where 11 killed everyone. I go, is it? Like, I'm trying like to not to say, I go, well, what do you mean? I go, what are we seeing here? Like, oh, wait, she didn't. I would say, just keep watching. It was so much fun watching it with her. And I go, and just picture this, Emma, when this happened, people had to wait weeks to see what happened next. They had to wait weeks. I didn't, because if you remember, I put off watching some of these episodes for a while and somehow stayed spoiler free. Thank goodness. But she was like, and she's obviously spoiler free too. She's not on social media. So she doesn't, you know, she doesn't deal with any of that. She doesn't look at any of that stuff. She didn't deal with that stuff. She's not looking up articles and stories. So she was completely spoiler free too, which was awesome. And now she's got two episodes left. And again, I'm like, oh, I want to watch these with you. I probably won't be able to. We might be able to watch the big finale. I don't know. I'm not sure. She may have watched another one, but I don't think so. This was just this past Friday night. So I don't think she's watched anything else yet. But I am just excited for her to kind of relive the amazing moments of the end of this season through her and to get her perspective on things. She's loving it, and I told her she would. Always listen to Uncle. All right, now how about some voicemail?
Well, Mikey is live. He is singing the Stranger Danger Book Club theme, and it's amazing. But I wanted to see his reaction, and I wanted to let you know, Mike, that not just this podcast is the GOAT. It's all of them. It's all of them. They're all insane. So thank you for these podcasts. I have bought the book the day I heard your episode, so I'm ready to listen to it. And I have one more thing I wanted to say. Anyways, peace.
So wait, you called in while I was doing the live show? That is awesome. In fact, I think I saw your email come in while I was doing the show, which was like, oh, I almost wish I could have gotten to it during the live show and played it. That would have been awesome. But I'm glad I was able to play it here. I didn't get your name. It says anonymous on the email, but that's on the message that came in. But that's all right. All I care about is the fact that you enjoyed the show, that you're listening, and it's very cool that you bought the book too. I love talking about these books, and I love showing really going in on the comic books too. But I always hope that you guys pick up your own copy and read them yourselves, because they are worthwhile, definitely.
Mike, this is Jet, Joey Jet on Twitter, Jet on YouTube. I had such a great time tuning into your podcast, into the live stream. It was so awesome. I know that last time you spoke, you were talking about hoping that everything would work out well. And I know how hard it is setting up audio and getting everything to work cohesively. And I am so glad that it did end up working out. It was fantastic. It was so great. I really, really, really want to actually purchase that and read it myself. But I had a really great time just following you along the journey as well. So thank you so much for doing that. I hope you as well also have a very happy Halloween. And I cannot wait to hear more that you have coming up. And yeah, thank you so much again. I really appreciate it. Have an awesome time. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Joey Jet. That's Elton John for you young folk out there. And Elton John, you'd be like, wait, the guy who sings with Britney Spears and that, was it Halsey? I don't know. I just know when I hear Jet, it's either I go to Paul McCartney or Elton John. I just go to the oldies. But Jet, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for the kind words. I'm really happy that it worked out with the audio. I realize I can just play the audio in a browser window on another screen, even when I'm not using the screen, and it plays, it seems to come through fine on the video, which is good to know in the future. Yes, for the future. And yes, definitely, if you have the means, if you're able to buy these books, I would recommend it. You know, I love going, sometimes I'll go into my comic app and I'm like, wow, I have a lot of Stranger Things books. In fact, almost all of my purchases are Stranger Things books. And it's cool to have this collection available to go back and enjoy anytime. And I did have a nice Halloween. I hope everyone else did too. It was a Monday, so I had to work, which Who wants to do that? But at 5 p.m., as I mentioned in the video and in the live stream, we had trick-or-treating from 5 to 7 p.m. So it was light out for the first hour. And by the time it was done, it was dark. But I think almost by 6:45, it had died off. And when I was talking to my mother, I said, did we do it 6 to 8 when we were a kid? And it was even better. She says, I don't think there was a set time. I think you just went until people turned their lights off. I said, yes, that sounds familiar because I felt like I was out trick-or-treating forever as a kid. We just had less rules. We went crazy back in the 80s. I don't want to say 90s. Did I trick-or-treat in the 90s ever? I went out with my friends, or I remember taking my girlfriend's sister, yes, now my sister-in-law, and, you know, like, but I dressed up as Jason with the hockey mask and a big fake machete. I got some candy out of it, but I wouldn't call that trick-or-treating. But what I did, I passed out the candy. So I sat outside in a chair with some Halloween music going. My wife's like, play Halloween music. I said, Kate Bush is Halloween music. This is Stranger Things music. People get it. As I told you, she knew about the Kate Bush. But I was like, you don't understand. This is really good. This is related to Halloween and scary things. And then later I'm playing Monster Mash and Thriller and Ghostbusters. And we sat out with my dog, who was dressed as this little dancer, Brazilian dancer with you wear the fruit on your head. That's my dog's costume this year. And we passed out the candy. My niece and nephew, they live right down the street, so they came by for a bit, and then they were with their friends, so I did my best to embarrass them. I remember screaming their name while they're walking away and screaming and just saying hi, and they were like, oh boy, oh my god. Yep, because I'm that kind of uncle. But yes, again, Jet, long story short, that's my next shirt. I've used that joke 1,000 times. Thank you so much for all the kind words, and I hope you had a wonderful Halloween.
Hi, Kennedy again. I've been with your podcast for 2 years. I started you guys in 2020 when I realized, oh, how can I listen to Stranger Things without getting caught? And I decided, oh, I'll start your podcast. You have the best episodes. I think you would like to react to Scoops Ahoy and have them on your podcast. They do the exact same thing you do, except they do put in their own comments and other stuff that they like to say of their little own moments.
Kennedy, thank you again for your voicemail, for calling in again. I saw you sent two in, but they seemed, I don't know if this was take two of that, because it seemed like it was most of the same thing, so that's why I didn't play them both. But it was very funny when you said, they do the same thing as you, but I was expecting you to say, but they do it a little better, which would have been hilarious. I definitely want to check out Scoops Ahoy. I haven't done a lot of podcasting with other people. I've done things with my friends who I've known like almost my whole life, but as far as like Stranger Things and meeting and talking to people online, I don't do that as much. And I think it's me. I think I'm like nervous to do it. I'm very comfortable by myself talking into a microphone, but then if I go on Zoom and meet people, they'll be like, yes, hello. I like Hopper. He's good at fire and fighting and cool shaved head. I feel like I'd clam up. But who knows? You never know. You never know what the future may bring. But I'm definitely gonna. I would definitely check out Scoops Ahoy. I might be subscribed to them, or I have subscribed to them. I don't know why I haven't. I changed phones recently, and I'm trying to get back all my podcasts. I'm gonna have to check out Scoops Ahoy, which, by the way, a fantastic name. That right away. You know it's a Stranger Things podcast. You type in Stranger Danger podcast, you're going to find there are multiple podcasts with that title. Mine is obviously the coolest, but there are others out there like that talk about, I think like true crime and all that stuff. I'm like, oh, who wants to talk about true crime when I want to talk about fantasy television? That's the really important thing. And also, Kennedy, did I hear correctly that you use the podcast as a way to get into Stranger Things without getting caught? So you weren't allowed to watch Stranger Things. And you thought, well, if I listen to a podcast about Stranger Things, they'll never know. If that's the case, pretty sneaky. And I commend you for a wonderful idea. And I commend you for choosing me as one of the podcasts to listen to get you into this marvelous show.
Hello, it's me, Alan. I'm just wondering if you want to be a co-host, not co-host, a guest. There is no co-host yet for my podcast. And I was thinking we can talk Stranger Things. So yeah, I'm going to message you on TikTok, my email address and or phone number, probably email address first. And yeah, that's all. Stay stranger, and please, I need a guest. I keep saying co-host because I'm looking for one. That's all. Bye.
Okay, that is very funny because I swear I did not hear Alan's voicemail before. I was talking about how I get nervous having to talk to people or be guests or anything on a podcast. But again, you never know. You never know. And I may not have seen the TikTok message yet because I have to be honest, I haven't been on TikTok all that much. Have you seen my account? I haven't posted anything on TikTok. I said, oh, I'm going to post something about the live show. And then I didn't do it. See, that's where I should bring my wife in because she is a TikTok aficionado. She is like, she goes to bed and she doesn't go to bed and watch TV. She doesn't go to bed and read. She goes to bed and flicks through TikTok, flick and flick. And then she sends me links of dogs doing things, of people doing things. And I'm like, I need to do this more. And I haven't done it more. But as I said, you never say never with TikTok. You never say never with being guest on shows. I don't know if I could do it right now. I don't know if I'm ready for it. I get nervous just thinking about it. But thank you, Alan, for calling and checking in. And of course, thank you for listening and sending in your voicemail. And we got one more.
Hi, it's me, Jack, again. I haven't sent you a voicemail in a while. It's true. Or what should I say? It's corn. A big lump of nums. It has the juice. It has the juice. I'm a wonderful thing. It's corn. A big lump of nums. And remember to stay stranger, my friends. And always make a podcast. And I make a podcast and I will send you the link right now, soon, when you make a new podcast episode. Bye. See you later. But one more last thing I want to say to you. I'll send you the link, of course, and buy some merch I made. Bye. See you later. And remember to listen to my podcast. Check you later. Bye.
Jax, my friend, I did get your SoundCloud link. So if you want to check out Jax, like beatboxing and rapping, and there's a bunch of stuff on SoundCloud at the_realstormtrooper xx332. I believe I said that right. So thank you, Jax, for calling in. Thanks for singing the corn song, which I now know. If this was like 6 months ago, I would have been like, what? Then again, I don't even know if the corn song has been around for 6 months. But thank you so much to Jax. Thank you so much to Jet. Thank you so much to Alan, to Kennedy, and to the first voicemail that I didn't get a name on. I appreciate all you guys listening, all you guys sending in voicemail. You can be heard on the podcast too. If you go to strangerdangerpodcast.com/hotline, you can leave your own message. You could sing a song. You could sing the corn song. and you could be featured on a future episode of Stranger Danger. Now, we've gone through voicemail, talked about my niece and nephew, and that isn't the end. They're actually probably going to come up again. But why don't we get ready and talk about what today is really all about? November 6th, Stranger Things Day.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
On November 6th, 1983, Will Byers went missing in the town of Hawkins, Indiana. We didn't know it at that point, but the lives of all those characters, of all those actors, and our lives would change forever. All thanks to a little Netflix show called Stranger Things. Since then, Netflix and the producers and creators of Stranger Things have celebrated, I shouldn't say celebrated his abduction, but have set aside November 6th as a special way to honor the fans of Stranger Things, the world of Stranger Things, the actors, the characters, everything in the Stranger world. Basically, all of us, the Stranger friends, and our friends, the actors, characters, creators of the show. They'll post, they'll put out different things. Last year, I said we got the little teaser, but you get all kinds of things. Today, we get one great, like, thing that is directly related to Stranger Things 5. And a lot of fun things for us fans to enjoy. So I just want to go over some of the things that I found on a list, or a list I made from looking at some articles and looking at the Stranger Things Twitter account. I think I have everything, but I'm sure I'm sure I don't have everything, but just a few things. And again, this was nothing. I don't think there was anything that had any Easter eggs in it. But again, I may have missed it because I didn't get to take place in some. I didn't get to take part in some of these things, like the Stranger Things experience. You could watch Stranger Things on the big screen. Was that was today, right? That you could do that in Atlanta, in Los Angeles, in London, I think. Or at least that's the Stranger Things experience. I'm not sure if that's the same thing as the watching live, watching in a theater. All I know is none of that was available near me, but I did go in to StrangerThings-experience.com and I nominated Boston for a future location. And I will say right now, if Boston is chosen and the Stranger Things experience comes, I am going there with my portable recorder. I'm doing an episode from there, and damn it, if she's available, I'm taking my niece with me. I didn't mean to swear, but gosh darn it, there, that's better. We are definitely going to go do that. Another thing that I found, and I didn't find it, I found it in one spot. So again, I don't know if this was for Stranger Things Day or not, but there's going to be a Stranger Things Eggo Waffles exclusively at Walmart. It says a 24-pack of the new Eggo Stranger Things Hawkins Homestyle Waffles arrive at Walmart. You can find the Stranger Things themed 24-pack of Eggo Waffles, of course, for $6.79. I found this on a food blog. Obviously, they put the price exclusively at Walmart for a limited time in the freezer aisle. And it says each box, each carton features Chief Hopper's favorite Eggo recipe, the Triple Decker Extravaganza. I may have to go to Walmart tomorrow and see what I can find on that, because that would be pretty awesome. There was also, now I don't know, again, this brings my niece and nephew back into this, because I've seen them play this thing. I don't know if they still play it, because I never know when kids move on to the next thing. But this is something called Roblox. Not Roadblocks, Roblox. R-O-B-L-O-X. I officially feel old because I've never played this, but there was a whole Stranger Things watch party today on Roblox. So I'd be interested to hear if anyone who's listening took part in that. If you did, you know, drop me a voicemail. I would love to hear that. Or, if you saw Stranger Things in the theater, or have been to the Stranger Things experience, I'm very jealous of those who have gone in the past. We know we've heard from people who have. But I'd love to hear from you. And again, if you've eaten the Eggos, if you got the box of Eggos, anything. Always love to hear from the Stranger Friends. And again, I'm going to bring up my niece and nephew, because there's a Stranger Things VR coming where you can actually, it says, you can actually play as Vecna and enact revenge on Eleven and Hawkins. But that's not coming till 2023. Why am I bringing up my niece and nephew again? Because they have one of those Oculus things. So I don't have one. I'm going to go over their house and be like, hey, guys. How's it going? Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Oh, let me borrow this, and then go play that with and be Vecna. Or, you know, again, my niece is in love with the show now too, so we'll probably just hang out and do it together. So that's another cool thing that we saw today. Again, it's like they're announcing Stranger Things for the fans, but nothing huge or like. Nothing that you're going to be like, oh, this and that and all these things are going to happen. There were a ton. There were a bunch of great behind-the-scenes photos. It was cool because you're not seeing the characters. You're seeing the people who create the characters. You can kind of just see them on the set, smiling. You could tell they are a tight-knit group, a family. And, I mean, they've been going through this experience, this phenomenon for, you know, since 2016. This is going on 6 years. It'll, you know, when all is said and done, it could be 7-8 years. And then the Duffers, who knows what we're going to get with the, in the future with spinoffs. But I am excited and will always be here to talk whatever, whatever format, whatever way we're going to get future Stranger Things. You know, I will be here delivering more episodes for you, the Stranger Friends, because God knows that if there's a spinoff show, we're all watching it, obviously. It's crazy if we wouldn't. Imagine the guy's like, this was great. I love Stranger Things. All done. I'm not going to watch the spinoff. Nah, no big deal. I already saw how it ended. What do I got to watch the spinoff for? That's my impersonation of a guy who is not a real Stranger Things fan. Okay, he's phony. Anyway, you know who is a real Stranger Things fan that I found out today? Megan Thee Stallion.
It's Stranger Things Day, y'all. Make some noise. Woo woo.
I just got the chills.
Okay, so you already know it's me, Megan Thee Stallion, aka the Hot Girl Coach, aka the H-Town Hottie. But what you might not know is that I am a huge Stranger Things fan. And today I'm gonna put it to the test. Okay, y'all, so excuse me while I focus. You can play with me, but you know I'm winning this. Stranger Things Day trivia starts now.
Good luck.
So on the Stranger Things official Twitter account, there's like a 7-minute video of Megan Thee Stallion professing her love of Stranger Things and also posting or also doing Stranger Things trivia. I went through the questions too. I think there are 11 questions. Interesting. 11, of course. And I got all of them right. I got two wrong. One of them, she asked, what song does Noah Schnapp said he would listen to get through Vecna? It's one of her songs. I guess they're all one of her songs. Full disclosure, I know the name Megan Thee Stallion. I recognize her. I saw her host Saturday Night Live. I don't know any of her music. I think I've heard some of the songs. I don't know anything about them, so I just guessed one of the songs. I got it wrong. And then, unfortunately, I also got what there was one question about the number the number that Will actually rolled when he said he rolled the 13 for the fireball. Of course it was I'll just say it. Of course it was a 7. I can't believe he says it was a 7. What I rolled, it was a 7. Like, he told Mike this. Oh my goodness. And I got that one wrong. But I did get two right that she got wrong. So, yes, I'm not going to go through every question or anything like that. I think you should go watch the video yourself and play along. It was fun to do so. And besides that, we also got a little video for a trailer. Not for Stranger Things. No, no. A trailer for a Stranger Things game that you can play directly through the Netflix app. It's a game called Stranger Things Puzzle Tales.
How did all this start again?
Like it always does. With a game.
All right, Chief! We knew there must be another portal open somewhere. Guys, I don't think those are cheese puffs.
Hey, Lucas, need a reload?
Yes!
The Mind Flayer was back.
I guess this is it then.
So, the game itself just looks like one of those puzzle games where you try to line up four of the same gems or something like that. I mean, this goes back to like a game I played when I was a kid called Columns that I played like on the Sega Game Gear. If you don't know what the Sega Game Gear is, look it up. It was their answer to the Game Boy, and it was a full color screen. And it ate up batteries and I always had to plug it in. But my brother did get it for me for Christmas and it was awesome. But it kind of reminds me of just like line up the puzzle. It doesn't look like It's you're not playing the game. You're not playing Stranger Things. You're not playing these characters like on adventures. It just looks like you're playing this puzzle game. But that being said, there seem to be a lot of cool, the art, the cartoon art of all our friends looks awesome. There might be some little intercut videos, kind of, and it seems like they have the voice actors, like the actual actors doing the voices. That's at least based on the trailer. And it just, it looks like it'll be kind of a fun game to play just to see these little clips of our friends. It looks like in the mall, in the, out in the, out by the quarry, the cartoon drawings look great. We see them at the Palace Arcade, and we see them, it looks like, at the Hawkins Lab. We see the Demogorgon. We see some other monster that has like a Jason hockey mask. That's a weird one. There's all kinds of things that are just probably made up for the game. But we do see Hawkins, we do see Hopper run over a Demogorgon in one of the cartoons, the little like intercut scenes, I guess they're called. And that alone is going to get me to play this game just to see all those scenes. And then Netflix knows exactly what they're doing. At the end, it says available exclusively for Netflix members. Then it says no ads, no extra fees, no in-app purchases. In other words, you're not getting this free game that then you have to do this. It's like freemium, where it's like, this game's really cool, but to be better, why don't you buy a dollar worth of gem money things? I don't know. But it's not a game trying to make money off you. It looks like the fact that it's a completely free game for Netflix, it's just like, here you go, Stranger Things fans. This is for you. Happy Stranger Things Day. So that's, I feel like, our gift. And the cool thing is, it is available right away. I went to the Netflix app. Okay, to be honest with you, I just installed the Netflix app on my phone right now as I'm speaking to you. I'm installing Stranger Things Puzzle Tales. 126 megabytes verified by the Play Protect, which is the Play Store. I'm on Android. I didn't have Netflix on my phone. And the reason is my phone isn't great. It doesn't have a ton of space. So I don't have video apps on there. I don't watch Netflix on my phone. I watch it on my computer. I watch it on my tablet. I watch it on my laptop. I watch it on my television. But I don't really watch it on my phone. But I just installed it, and I just installed Puzzle Tales. So I feel like, I wonder if I should do another episode one day, just talking about giving a review of this game. Something to think about, something to think about. But that was a nice little treat that we got from Netflix and from Stranger Things. And you felt like, okay, well, that was a really nice, fun Stranger Things day. Pretty uneventful as far as looking ahead to the future. It really was a celebration of Stranger Things so far, and a celebration of the fans and the world and the community that makes up the Stranger Friends. There are Stranger Friends out there who they don't. It's not just the people who listen to this podcast. Anybody out there who loves Stranger Things and is obsessed with it as much as we are, I consider part of the Stranger Friends. So you think, okay, well, what a wonderful day for us. And hopefully over the next few months or the next year, we get a lot more information. And then wait a second, hold up. At 7 p.m., Stranger Things official Twitter account put out a tweet. And I guess there was speculation that something was going to be announced or something was coming at 7 p.m. It wasn't a video, it wasn't a trailer, but what it was is something that just teases ever so slightly the beginning of Stranger Things 5, because what they tweeted out was the cover page for the script for episode 501. Stranger Things 5, Chapter 1, The Crawl, by the Duffer Brothers. I'm not sure they're going to write every episode, but I imagine they will be writing the first couple and the finale and directing those as well. And of course, they have a hand within in the writing and development of every episode. But we know that this first episode, Chapter 1, is called The Crawl. Let the speculation begin! I want to hear from you, Stranger Friends. StrangerDangerPodcast.com/hotline. What do you think this means? What is The Crawl? Is, you know, it's funny. In Star Wars, The Crawl means the actual words at the beginning. The words that come on the screen. You know, the chapter of Star Wars, it was a time of civil war. They call that The Crawl. If this was earlier, you know, you could have seen that it'd be a play on words and somehow they reference Star Wars. The Crawl, though, I mean, so I saw one thing that said, is this a speculation that Eddie Munson returning? But I feel like whatever was put out today, someone would have said, do you think that's a speculation to tease of Eddie Munson returning? Everything talking about Eddie Munson returning, teases. I don't think we're going to see Eddie Munson returning. We saw him die. You say we saw Hopper die. We didn't see Hopper die. We thought we saw him disintegrate. It didn't happen. But we did see Eddie die in Dustin's arms. So as much as I would love it, and I think it would be amazing, and I'm sure, like, it's not one of these things where you go, oh my God, what a cop-out, what a cheesy thing. I feel like whatever it is, I truly believe that they would, if they did it, they would do it in such a way that I would just say they'd pull it off. They would do it in such a way that you'd be like, oh my God, that is amazing. I don't see that happening. I like The Crawl. I wonder if it's Vecna. Him crawling out of the upside down. Him crawling back to strength. You know, something back to like his self. Because when we last saw him, Eleven, he was like, whoa! Eleven took care of him. But that was, you know, obviously the fourth person died. I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. Or I was yawning, suppressing a yawn. I'm still emotional thinking about it. But the fourth person died, even though Eleven somewhat brought her back. It was enough for the plan to take forth, to take place. And the fourth gate, that cracked open everything. And it was enough to really bring the upside down to Hawkins in that last final shot that we saw in Stranger Things 4. The Crawl, I feel like it is Vecna related. That's going to be my speculation. That's my guess. Something to do with him crawling out of the rubble in the upside down to get back to some sort of, I don't know, some sort of like power where he can enjoy what he's done. And again, I want to hear your speculation on what you think it could be. And it's funny, this is what we have now. Now it's, well, what could it be? And that's what it's going to be. And then we're going to get a teaser video someday for a trailer. And we're going to be like, well, what does this mean? What does that mean? What's going on? It is going to be like wild. The next year, I feel like the fact that they teased this today, I feel like maybe we'll get something else on, you know, by the end of the year. or on New Year's Day. I always talk about New Year's Day doing something spectacular, like surprising us. Here's your whole season. That'd be awesome for New Year's Day 2024, Stranger Things 5. That would be insanity. We can only wish, we can only hope, we can only wait and speculate. But why do we do it? We do it because we love this show. Oh my God. I'm going to be thinking about the crawl all week. Just like, what could it be? Is it Vecna? Is it them trying to crawl back to some sort of normalcy in Hawkins? Is it them trying to deal with whatever that last moment we saw? I mean, did we jump ahead into the future? Is it something even like more literal, like a baby? I don't know. I just made that up. All I know is I am excited to find out excited to guess until we know for sure. And I think that's it. I think I'm done. I hope I covered a lot of what we got today on Stranger Things Day. And I hope you got to enjoy some of it, whether it was through the Roblox, whether you got to see something on the big screen, if you've been to the experiences, anything like that. If you played the game already, I hope you have. I now have it on my terrible cell phone. Not terrible, but okay cell phone. But I hope you have all enjoyed today. And I hope we get a lot more information before Stranger Things Day next year. I don't think we'll get a show, but I think we'll know a lot more. But we'll have to do this again next year. But don't worry, you will not be waiting until next year to hear from me again. Though I do think 2023 is probably when I'll start doing the other special that I have, The People of Stranger Things. I think that's when it'll be a 2023 project going forward. But until then, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. And I'm going to tell you right away, the next Stranger Danger Book Club, in case you want to go out and get a copy for yourself, is the graphic novel Erica the Great. So I'm just making that announcement now so you know next time that will be the next Stranger Danger Book Club. I hope everyone had a great Halloween. I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. Though I feel like you might be getting the Erica the Great episode before Thanksgiving, so you might hear from me again before then. But if you don't, I apologize. And I hope everybody in the United States has a great Thanksgiving. And everyone else around the world just has a nice Thursday on that day, you know? So that's it for me today. So thank you once again for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. Stay Stranger, my friends, and happy Stranger Things Day!
Fans, not experts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.